Yeah, but I don't know what you call them, but I don't think they worried too much about, they didn't have no tame flies, I don't think, too well. But I don't ever remember too much about the flowers. But I mean, of course, the girls had flowers, all right, and roses and things, but...
When they brought them inside, what would they put?
Well, they'd have to put them in some kind of a vase, I guess, but...
Yeah, that's what I want to know. They put them in a vase.
Yeah, they put them in a vase, and of course, some of them would have different kinds of vases, I guess, that they'd put them in. Big bowls, crock bowls or something.
Well, what would you, at the table, when you were sit down to eat, what would be the things you'd have to eat with?
Well, all that, as far as knives and forks, we'd have, all I remember, we had some knives and forks, because they would be, they'd rust, and they'd canker and turn and everything. Oh. They'd be just like all of our knives and forks, only...
How about spoons?
Well, they had wooden spoons, all right, but still, I think a long time before they had the silver, most of all these spoons here is what we use. They've got some silver spoons, but anyhow, most of them will turn, you know. They were guaranteed not to turn brass, but they will.
Well, but did you have a big knife for cutting, especially for cutting meat? What was that called?
Well, I don't know. One thing is called a butcher knife. There's a butcher knife that you use in butchering a cow, and then you have a skinning knife that you butcher a cow, and skinning them. A skinning knife, you have what's the same as a skinning knife and a butcher knife. And you'd have that to slice your meat and everything up with. The Indians had this, I should. That's the same thing as a skinning knife, only it's an Indian rock that they push the hide off the animal. Now,
You
could use both ends. This is the sharp end, but I think you could use it in a close place, and then if it was a wide place, well, you could use this end. And after you get the old cow ripped open, though, and get started the skinning, and then you take that rock, instead of taking his hand and pushing the hide off, well, you can use that rock and push it off. The first knife I saw was in North Dakota. The fellow told me what the name of it was, but we found that up there in the field.
You found this in the field? Oh, I never heard of it.
Well, it's liquid fertilizer, that's all it is. Just a name. Nature, just a name. It might be Johnson Fertilizer.
Oh, that's just a trade name.
That's just a trade name, but it's liquid.
But it's liquid.
And you put it out in a spray. They're putting it out now on your foliage. On your foliage, on your rice, on your foliage, on your beans.
Oh, on the foliage, not in the soil?
No, you don't put it in soil now. You put it in soil early in the spring.
I see.
See, that's different from what the old time.
Does it make it real fertile?
Yeah, it makes the beans. It makes a whole lot more beans. It just makes it bloom better and makes it do better. It's just that newer way they got farming. That's it, in the chemical way. So this thing here, now my grandson found it up here in the field. Now they used to be we found a lot of rocks up there that is hollered out, like they say they used to grind their bread on a rock or roll a stick to make the fire. Well, you find a lot of rocks up there with a hole in the middle of it, and then he found this up there, and they told me that was used for skinning.
Well, that makes sense from the way you described it.
I've skinned cows myself, and I always use, like the time I use my knuckles, to push it off, rather than use a knife, I just sort of push it off, and they say that's what you use that rock for. And they use it to skin buffaloes or bears or any kind of cantaloupes or anything they want to skin, they use that instead of using a knife, and it just does it faster and easier, and it won't cut your hide. They didn't want to cut the hide because they made the tents out of the hide, they didn't want to hold them, because that might leak. But anyhow, that's what they use. But I don't know what that fella said over in North Carolina. He told me what he had some of them over there, and he told me what they were. See, they made a whole lot of tomahawk.